Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we got some special guests this week. We're at the Crappie Expo. I happened to run down some guys that are Strike King Lose pros, and so we're going to find out all about some products that they got coming out. We're going to find out what some of their favorite lures are to catch crappie with, and they're going to give us some insight, and that's what I love. And also because they're farther, you got some distance between you.
Yep.
That's good, so we'll be able to see different water, you know, some different techniques like that. So we'll start with Shane Yocum.
Yep.
Right? So, Shane, tell them where are you from?
I'm from Central Kentucky.
Okay.
Lake Cumberland, Green River area. Usually deeper, clearer water.
Right.
Then down in this area.
Right. Mississippi, Louisiana.
That's where we're from.
Yep. And so, Greg, tell them.
I live in northwest Tennessee, about 30 miles north of Jackson.
Uh-huh.
I'm about 45 miles from Real Foot Lake.
Oh, wow.
I'm about 60 miles from Kentucky Lake and uh-huh. about 115 miles from Arkabutla, Sardis,
wow,
and then Grenada. So we kind of travel around and fish different styles, different lakes.
Right. You know. Are you a team?
No.
Are you a team?
We don't. Well, fish together. We're on the same pro staff.
Right. Yeah. But I didn't know if you were on the same team, you know.
Yeah, we're all on Mr. Crappie.
Right. Yep.
Team. And then some of us are Team Uptail also.
Right.
With Ron Upchurch at Pro Team Guides. So.
Right.
Right.
So, how is Kentucky Lake doing? I guess we should just jump right into that.
Kentucky Lake
and crappie fishing. So tell them, like, what's the situation?
Years ago, you know, we got invaded by those carp. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they've been netting them out, and I noticed there was an article the other day that said they had caught 10 million pounds so far. So the crappie fishing is making a strong rebound.
Right.
The fish caught back in the spring and this summer has been, the quality has been phenomenal.
Wow.
The size has come back and they're healthy.
Got some weight to them.
Uh-huh. Unfortunately, I hadn't been able to go in a while, but I've seen some pictures of some real good stringers that's coming out of Kentucky Lake right now.
Yeah.
The main river and the Big Sandy River. And there is where I fish.
And you're getting into that period of time where early winter, where they really start beefing up some. And so
right. The shads move now to the back of some of these smaller bays.
Right.
And you can the crappies chase them up in there. And, you know, right now you can catch fish in 4 to 10 foot of water and just catch a limit in just a little while.
Right.
It's that good again.
That good again. That's good to hear about Kentucky Lake.
Right. And Real Foot, I don't fish Real Foot a lot, but I got a bunch of buddies that do, and, you know, Real Foot's been real phenomenal this summer. They're catching 2, 2.25 pound fish at Real Foot.
Yeah, I need to go there and catch me some fish there.
Some of these guys with live scopes figured out how to find them on those stumps. You know, there's not but one or two stumps in Real Foot, but, you know. But anyway, they've figured out how to catch them with these live scopes, and they've been – working on them pretty hard this year.
Wow. So, Shane, you're out there in Kentucky Lake, and you had mentioned it's a real clear lake.
Yeah,
Lake and so Cumberland. What are you usually targeting, like, out that way for people that might be thinking about going there and fishing?
As far as Lake Cumberland, you can catch some stuff on the main lake.
Right.
On some ledges or some cover. But the majority of it, you're going to have to get in the creeks and find some cover.
Right.
For whatever reason, the crappie on Lake Cumberland are very finicky.
Right.
And the majority of the time, you have to locate them and then set back and cast.
I gotcha.
And then let the bait fall. It's just so clear that the least little bit of movement or them catching movement and they're gone.
Yeah,
and it's a different ball game from down in this area. And
yeah,
and then Green River is kind of the same way. It's not as deep as Cumberland.
Right,
Cumberland's average depth of the main lake is 90 some foot.
Yeah, the topo map, when you get a paper topo map and they start having depth, it just says way too deep for fish.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have lines. It just says don't fish here.
And there is some guys, yeah, there is some guys that have good luck at 30 to 35 feet deep. And it's a job to keep alive, but they've mastered it.
Yeah.
And
wow.
there's some good weights in Cumberland.
Uh-huh.
And about 10 years ago, they started raising the lake back up.
Oh.
So 20-some years ago, they were having some issues with the dam.
Right.
And they dropped it 40 foot below summer pool.
Wow.
And it stayed there for 10 years. Well, while it was down, you started getting a lot of new growth.
Right.
Of trees and just different types of timber up in those creeks.
Right.
So as it started coming back up, it gave a whole lot more for those fish to eat. And the crappie fishing at Lake Cumberland has changed tremendously.
Wow.
The majority of the tournaments on a lot of good days, there's nothing for seven fish to weigh 12 to 14 pounds.
That's a good stringer of crappie. Yes. Especially out of that clear water, man.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. And do you sink some artificial habitat there,
yes,
or not?
Uh-huh.
Can you legally put in, like, your own habitat?
Yes,
in there?
You can.
Okay.
They typically, Kentucky Division of Forestry and Fish and Wildlife, they want you, when you go to do that, to get the coordinates and then turn into Fish and Wildlife so they can put it as public.
I got you.
But you can put the stuff in, trees, pallets, plastic. A lot of people are making crappie homes, I guess you would say, out of PVC pipe, or they're getting the moss back.
Uh-huh.
Just the different, a lot of them, it's here at the show.
Right.
And putting them down. So it's nothing for some guys to have 75 to 100 spots.
That's right.
Because one thing about Cumberland, it's you're running and gunning. If you catch a couple good crappie at a spot, then you're going to another place. Because typically everything's going to be smaller than that.
I got you. So, Greg, you got some lures in your hand. What do you got in your hand? You've been holding back on us. He's like, I don't want to talk about these. Let me talk about Shane's.
Yeah.
Now I've got a pack of the Snapjacks. Wally designed these. They've been out on the market about 2 years now.
Right. Godfather is behind us. I don't know if you can see.
It's got two big paddle tails on the back.
Right.
And you can use it flipping out. And as it's falling, those two tails are just going down, and it gets a good reaction bite. The other thing I got here, I guess y'all can tell I'm from Tennessee. I got all orange stuff, you know.
Yeah, I saw you had all orange.
Yeah, Shane's from Kentucky. He didn't get any blue stuff, hardly. Yeah, but anyway.
I got some blue.
I've got a 2-inch shad pole. This has been an awesome bait for us. We've used it all over fishing tournaments. It's just been really, really good. One of my favorite baits that Wally designed about 10 to 12 years ago is the Joker.
Right.
It's got three, it's a hard body. It's got three little arms, I guess you call them, tails. And each one's got a ball on the end. And that thing has caught a ton of fish for me over the past few years. And the other thing, Strike King's noted for all their bass baits.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, when people got the pulling crank baits, we've got three or four different sizes. We've got some that run 2 to 3 foot deep. The one I've got here is a Series 3. It dives down to 8 feet, and they've got some Series 3X that'll go down to 12. And if you want to go deeper, you can go to a 4X or a 5X, and they'll go down to 15 to 20 foot deep.
They have a lot of crankbaits.
They do.
Yes.
They got some deep divers.
Yeah.
Some look like a shovel on the lip, so you can get down about 50 foot. You can almost get to the bottom of Cumberland. No, that's just a rumor I heard. Get to the bottom of Cumberland.
Probably not.
You'd have to have like a 10-pound sinker anchor onto your crankbait if you're getting to the bottom of Cumberland.
Well, Strike King, they've got a 10XD.
Right.
And that thing is huge, and it will get to the bottom quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's just a bass lure there. We don't use them crappie fishing.
Well, I mean, can't be opposed to doing a little bass fishing on Kentucky Lake, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Ledge fishing.
Right.
So you have some stuff in your hand too, Shane.
Yeah, to add to the crankbaits that Greg's got, I've got some other ones here. There's some brighter colors and some darker, kind of a combination.
Right.
And these have worked well on Green River.
Uh-huh.
It's a clearer lake, but it's kind of stained a little bit.
Right.
And we've had some success with that and the bleeding shad. And then we use a lot of the Slabalicious, and it's a 2-inch bait with a paddle on the end, a single paddle, and that action is great. And this one is the pumpkin seed and chartreuse. It's kind of a brown, it's a mixture of the colors.
Right.
And then to add to his orange for Tennessee, we've got some, the lightning shad style, and it's got the smoky shad color, and it's blue and silver and black and speckles, and we've had a lot of luck out of those.
There you go. So then we have to get over into the rods. We'll talk about the rods here. There's two rods that you picked out. So is it based on the technique that you like to do? Is that what you based that pole on?
Yeah, this first rod, I got something that's new that came out last year. It's called a Pro Target.
Right.
It's made by Lowe's. It's for the live scope fishermen.
Right.
It's the one I'm holding here is 10 foot, but they come and they start out, he's got them in like 6'6" up to 14 foot.
Right.
But, you know, people's just targeting those fish with a live scope. These new rods, it's got these rubber grip, air grip panels on them.
Uh-huh.
And you can put your crank
reel
on it.
Uh-huh.
Or you can put a spinning reel on it, either way, you know. And they're good rods.
Yep. And what do you have?
It's the same brand that Greg's got, the Pro Target, but this is the 7 foot.
Right.
So you're getting back down to the casting.
Right.
Kind of pitching.
He can shoot a dock with that.
Yep. And then shooting docks.
What is the length of that rod?
This is a 7 foot.
So you're shooting docks with a 7 foot rod?
Yeah, I typically use a 6'6". That's what works best for me.
Right.
But
in that same model?
This and the Speed Shooter.
Okay.
Is that
a cork handle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
This next rod I've got here is the Signature Series. They've been out forever.
Right.
Wally and I talk all the time, and he's 20 years ago, they were green.
Right.
So everybody wanted to know, you know, we want some green rods. Where's those old green rods at, you know?
Uh-huh.
So this year he incorporated part of the old green. He's called the Classic Signature Series and the gray. So, you know, the one thing about our rods that we use that come from Wally, you know, they've got some color to them. You can see them across the lake. But this one here it's got the cork handle. It's got the rear reel seat. They come from 6'6" to 14 foot.
I got you.
And it's just a good jigging rod, just all around good rod. And I've got a solo jigging reel. We use these at Kentucky Lake when you're fishing 3 to 4 to 6 foot of water.
Right.
You can fish, got a real nice drag on it, and you can set the drag, and you're sitting there with this light pole and this little light jig reel, and you can jig all day, and your arm's not tired at the end of the day. You know, it's just a real cool setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you have a reel in your hand.
Yeah, I've got the Signature Series reel that Wally makes, the Strike King or Lewis makes for Wally. It is open face. It has 6 bearings.
Right.
It only weighs 4.9 ounces.
Wow, light.
The smoothness of it, and then the handle can be switched back and forth. So shooting docks, drop lining, this pitching, normal stump, casting, these is a great overall reel. And there's 3 sizes in this. This is a 75. It comes in a 50.
Right.
A 75 and a 100 series.
Okay. So, Greg, what's your favorite kind of fishing? What's your favorite style?
I like single pole. Just that's the way I was taught. I started fishing, you know, with my dad-in-law. And
right.
That's the way he fished for years, and I just – that's my favorite. You know, then I went to spider rigging when we started fishing tournaments, and now in the last 3 years, everything's gone to fishing with a live scope, back to one pole, but
right.
targeting big
I got
fish.
You. Yep. And so do you have live scope?
I don't, but my – fishing partner does.
And we happen to think that's the best way to buy a live scope unit
right.
is actually have your fishing buddy
exactly.
buy one.
Right.
So that's good.
I've kind of been waiting on another company to come out with one
yeah.
To release theirs. And,
I gotcha.
It hadn't been
I think we can tell by looking at your jersey that
I'm kind of a hummingbird fan. You
yeah,
know?
You're waiting for the birds to land?
I'm waiting on my bird to get home.
There you go. Your bird hasn't landed yet.
Great, yeah.
They will one day. They'll be having rolling in. What's your favorite style of fishing, Shane?
I'm like Greg. I'm kind of partial to the single pole.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's casting or even probably the one I like the most is the most exciting is using a bobber or a cork.
Oh, slip cork?
Slip cork.
Oh, yeah.
And getting, especially getting up in some timber or being uh-huh. able to get around and,
I got
and
you.
Just and watching that. And but we started out kind of like Greg and Mark and spider rigging also.
Right.
When 11 years ago when we got into the tournament fishing. And then we have pulled cranks and then recently this year pulled jigs, long line jigs.
I got
also.
You. Yep. So if you had to give the guys out there and guys and gals a tip out there, Greg, what would it be for how to catch more fish? What's your tip to catch more crappie?
Oh, just find an area, you know, knowing what time of year, you know,
uh-huh.
where the fish hang out that time of year. Just that's my
That's
my
your tip. Find the area. And Shane, if you had to give them a tip on how to catch bigger crappie, because you have this big beard thing going on, so we're thinking that you are kind of a sly dog, and you go out there and catch those big ones. But when you take your friends, you catch the average
All
ones.
Average
what's
fish,
your
yeah.
yeah? What's your secret to catching big crappie?
A lot of ours is learning the lake that you're on,
uh-huh.
the body of water. Has
right.
been a big thing for catching bigger crappie for us.
Right.
As it's just paying attention to what style of fishing and where the fish are holding at on
I
different lakes.
Because right.
they're all, it's all different. Some may be in the channel, some may be on a flat,
uh-huh.
and some may be in cover. You just,
I
it's
got
just,
you.
Just learning the lake.
Wow. That's good stuff. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, they also have crappie lures, and they also have crankbaits, so another place where you can go and get your lures. And like I said, they actually have them for all species of game fish, so you can check them out at picolures.com. And also Smith Consumer Products is one of our sponsors, and I brought over the Pocket Pal. And this is kind of a cool thing. It's like a shaving thing. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a grater. And
right.
so you take this grate, because it's getting closer to hunting season. You take this grater and you run it up against the wood. And these little, the shavings end up in this box. So then you take your box and you flip it over and it has a striker. And you can strike it. And that's how you get your fire started. So
right.
if you go out in the woods and, you know, you're actually forget not to bring matches or something. This actually is a really cool little deal.
It
it's
is.
Just like, how do you make your own, you know, Kinder?
Yeah,
and this is it right there. So
Smith has got some real good products out.
And they have a whole line of Mr. Crappie
yes.
Stuff too. But
right.
we don't have to get into that because I just did a whole show on him on that stuff. But
yeah, right.
They have all that. You can check out their stuff at smithproducts.com. So that's good. Now, if they wanted to find out more about Strike King or Lose, where would they go?
For Lose, it would be lose.com.
Okay.
And Strike King is strikeking.com.
There you go. What a great show. Glad you guys could be on. There's a lot of great information. Two different bodies of water and two different ideas and a couple different techniques. And that ends our show. Like I always like to end the show is I always tell people to keep their hooks sharp and their lures in the water.